It's a busy season for Dublin Airport, with tens of thousands of people flying in and out of the facility every day. But that's become a problem for some, and it's about to get worse. In a statement today, Fingal County Council has confirmed it has ordered Dublin Airport to reduce nighttime flights amid claims its new runway is breaching planning permission rules. Dublin Airport Authority has criticised the claim, saying the fact the decision has come in the middle of the peak summer season spells bad news for all involved. Our reporter Fiacra O'Cunny has the latest. He's with us now. Fiacra, what's happening?
Well, Gavin, for anyone living near an airport, the sound of planes flying overhead will be well known. It's, of course, a constant source of friction between airports and locals, and Dublin Airport is no different. Now, last year, the airport opened its new runway on condition it did not breach a strict planning permission deal on the number of nighttime flights using the runway. Now, after complaints, the local authority involved, Fingal County Council, says the airport has breached those rules.
What are the rules?
Well, the rules are straightforward, Gavin. The planning permission says no more than 65 planes can fly from or to the new runway between 11 p.m. and 7 a.m. at night. The rule was agreed last year for the benefit of people living under the flight path to the runway, but Fingal County Council says the rule has now been breached. The council says it's received a number of complaints in recent weeks, and crucially, the council also says that on July 28, the council gave the airport 6 weeks to address the issue, meaning it wants nighttime flights reduced by the first week of September.
What does the airport authority say?
Well, neither DAA, so the Dublin Airport Authority, nor the council have made anyone available for interview. But in a statement to RT News, the DAA has criticised the council's decision as it comes in what it says is the middle of the airport's peak summer season. The DAA says in its view, the council has already confirmed that a nighttime flight numbers cap is not the best way to limit flight numbers, and that in the DAA's view, a noise quota may be a more appropriate alternative. As such, the DAA has asked the council to suspend the nighttime flight cap condition or to give the airport 6 months to address the issue. But regardless of the outcome, one conclusion is clear, Gavin. The dispute means more turbulence for holidaymakers just when they're looking to take some well-earned time to relax.
Fiacra O'Cunny, thank you.